Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. It's Monday Fun Day.
Monday Fun Day. It's Sunday Fun Day.
Well, today's Monday Fun Day.
Monday is Monday.
It's mundane.
Monday.
See, that's how we all feel, I think. I don't know. I feel like you and Mark are people who are like, Monday, let's go. Let's let's change the world and get things done.
Yeah, because Monday's the start of the week. And so Monday is when you set the tone and you just bust it out because you're going to have a great week ahead. Although I will say this Monday, I'm feeling kind of like bleh.
Yeah, I was going to say, I tried to make it fun, Monday Fun Day, and you poo-pooed that quick. So
you pushed back on that.
Yeah. Feels
nice.
No, contradicting.
Oh. Well, I try to get it up. Most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time on Mondays, I'm flying high, but this Monday, I'm not flying so high.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, not every day has to be flying high.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm about to start my period, so I would not say I'm flying high. I would say I'm flying low.
Your period,
I would say I'm hovering. I wouldn't say I'm flying.
Slow you
I would
down.
Say I'm hover. It does.
You have mine, your period. Sure does. Your period doesn't have you.
Tanya, my period absolutely slows me down. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and any other way it could slow me down, it slows me down.
Don't let it. Take the power back. You have the power.
It's fine.
Over
it's
the
like,
period.
I have to deal with this. Let me be. Let me
Oh, actually
be.
Saturday is like hang on. Saturday is a period day. National like period awareness day.
As if I didn't know and already have balloons and flowers ordered.
Ready for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. October 8th, baby.
How There's about a this? Day for everything.
It's not a period. It's an exclamation point.
Oh.
Exactly.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Like, woo, menstruating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But Tanya, wouldn't you argue that if she eats the right things and treats herself the right way during the different stages of her menstrual cycle, she wouldn't be slowed down?
Yes. And I was actually having this conversation with Ricky Lake because she was at this period event that I was at last week.
Could I pick that up? That name you just dropped?
Yeah. Right, Ricky Lake, just going to drop it like it's hot. That was kind of a life moment meeting her, honestly. But we were talking about how like it is crazy how you, because she made this, her first film that she made was a documentary about home birth. And just kind of like getting the power back and like with all of this stuff, like childbirth and all these things that we just kind of go along with what everybody does and says, when like in reality, if you really do the work and the research, you can kind of like take the power back and like figure out your own body, and like realizing and figuring out your own body is like such like a cool, empowering feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ricky Lake, you know, just pioneers
mm-hmm. in the period world, some exactly. might say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, like having to learn all that and do all the work of like knowing what I'm supposed to eat, when I'm supposed to eat it, is like a lot of headspace that I don't want to take up. So
it is a lot of headspace.
Yeah.
There's a lot of space being taken up in this head, let me tell you.
What did you do this weekend?
What didn't I do this weekend?
Oh, wow.
She was living.
The flared nostrils, which was also part of last week's podcast. I hope Crystal does a zoom in on those right then, because they got quarter size.
Yeah, those were huge.
They were huge.
Don't bother me because I am living.
There they go.
Yeah, they're scary.
I honestly can't even remember. I feel like between our San Francisco trip and then we went to Vegas for iHeart, I feel like it's been like a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this next few weeks, I'm kind of just like chilling, which is a nice place to be. You know, I'm going to start making my almond milk again, getting back into my routine.
Great.
What about you?
Oh, well, what did I do instead of what didn't I do? What did I do? Yeah. I literally have no idea. I went to In-N-Out. Twice.
Wow.
continue the conversation on something else because I cannot remember. Yesterday we went to like a bunch of open houses, which was really fun because like we went to
Are you guys looking for homes?
Haley's looking for a house, but more to semantics. Anyways, we were like, let's just go to open houses. We were going to like these really expensive homes and just like, fun. Oh yeah. So what about this part of the house? Like asking questions.
That is actually really fun.
It was fun. I was like, this could be a Sunday thing because I would love to just go into open houses like this.
Yeah.
So that was really fun yesterday in an unexpected way. And that's really it. We kind of had a low key weekend.
Yeah.
Haley's been working like nonstop. So Saturday we went and she got her ears pierced, 4 ear piercings at one time.
I want to get my ears pierced, but it really just sets me back because I can't sleep right. And you know me, when I'm not sleeping, it's not good. No,
not good.
So I'm going to put a pin in the getting my ears pierced. But you know what I did realize this weekend? So we made our October goals, and actually we did it a few days before October 1st, which I felt very good about because it was like, we're kind of getting on top of our October goals. But I'm very over this notion of like, I need to lose 5 pounds constantly. Like, do you know what I mean? It's always like, I gotta lose weight. I gotta tighten up. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And it's like, I'm over this fucking narrative. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. I don't need to do it. I just need to love my body the way she is. Every curve, every little dimple, every little piece of cellulite, and like live my life, enjoy it. I've been enjoying my life and I'm over this narrative. I want to treat my body right, but I don't need to be a certain thing. I don't need, and like, I used to do this all the time when I was single. I'd be like, oh, I just want to like lose a little weight or like tone up and then I'll really start dating again. I'm like, how like lame that I let that hinder me in my dating life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I have to lose this to da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
No more. I'm over it. None of my goals are losing weight. Zero.
Amen.
There other health related goals though? Is it I want to be stronger, I want to be faster, I want to be in better, I want to be more fit?
One of them is I really want to figure out my Hashimoto's situation. So I have a doctor's appointment this what?
what is this now?
Hashimoto's?
Is that TV?
No, Hashimoto's is like a disease, like a thyroid disease.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a Hashimoto?
My doctor said I have it, but I haven't like gone to a specialist. I haven't really gone to a specialist. I haven't really like...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was like another like, your love language,
No. This is like an actual thing.
Enneagram.
Enneagram. Yeah, I thought it's a Hashimoto. I thought it was one of those.
Oh, no. But they do say that like a lot of the things that you eat and the way that you like live your life, like you really need to get like 8 hours of sleep and stuff like that. And so I really want to like this month dive into that mm-hmm. and kind of like focus on. So that is health related, but it's not like weight related.
Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. Like, sometimes I think we go so far in the other direction of like, I need to love every part of my body, the cellulite and everything. And it's like, I don't think we have to love it, but I do think there's a way of like going, that's not my favorite part of my body, but it's okay. And I love my body because it takes care of me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think it's for me personally, I know it's not realistic for me to be like, I need to love every imperfection on me, but I can accept every imperfection and not need to have to change every single thing about me.
Yeah,
you know?
Like Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, I accept.
Mm-hmm, just like her. But my whole thing is like being able to look at myself and not immediately just notice the negative things, be able to like appreciate the things that I like about myself and the things that I appreciate, and then be able to be like, and maybe that's not my favorite thing, but I don't have to change it, or I don't need to like laser and focus on it and have to change it.
Yeah. Cause
I think it's just natural to look at ourselves and have things that maybe we're not like obsessed with about our bodies and stuff.
Yeah. I'm over it. I'm over the narrative. It's like, my TikTok algorithm too is like, want to lose some quick 5 pounds, do this move. And I'm like, no, I don't want to anymore. I don't want this narrative anymore.
I save all of them and then never go back and look at them. They're simply saved. And
right,
never
like it's like,
executed.
Okay, I'll take that tip and I'll incorporate that move into my like workouts because I like to work out and I just like to get my body moving and stuff. But I'm like, I'm over this. You need to do this. You need to do this to like be summer ready. Like, I'm over it. Done.
Something I do a lot, I'll save the workout things or the diet tips I see on TikTok. And I'm like, then when I finally go back to do it, I'll look at the comments and it's just flooded with people going, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
This
doesn't, oh, like, really?
This will only hurt you. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm like, oh, I should have researched this before.
The comments are actually the most intriguing part of TikTok for me, because that's where I really find I get my knowledge about something. And I also will save like all these recipes. Like, I have these amazing recipes saved. Nah, ordered Chinese last night.
Ordered Chinese. What else did we? I will say, I'm having a lot of fun with Robbie in his car because he got this Bronco, and it's like an adult Lego. Like, he spent the weekend taking the doors off, and like he's like, look, it's so fun. You just like, and like the doors come off, so you're in like a real life Indiana Jones car, and like takes the panels off the roof every other day and mm-hmm. puts them back on, and it's like he's having so much fun like working on this car.
Does he have to work on it? Because it's brand
new,
right?
No, not work on it, but like taking the doors off, putting the doors back on, yeah. putting the top off, top back on, you know, installing the stairs.
I have to say, I'm proud of you for having fun with it, because I feel like you would be like encouraging y'all to wear like helmets and stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little concerned about the safety aspect of it, but the doors come back on. He does it for like, you know, the day when it's like sunny, and then the doors come back on. It's not like permanently like that.
Yeah.
But it is fun. Like, I'm seeing him in these like, you know, Facebook groups like Broncos Bros.
Broncos RS.
Bronco Bros or whatever. I don't even know what it is. It's so funny. I'm like, this is probably what it's like for him, like when a Taylor Swift album comes out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, talking probably, with my friends about it, and like,
it's probably very similar vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all are just like, are you in Facebook groups about Taylor Swift?
No, but like, I don't know. Scrubbing in Facebook group can kind of be like that sometimes.
I love the scrubbing in Facebook group.
He does
one of my
too,
favorite.
By the way. This is like, he's so happy that he's in it now. He's like, this is the best thing. He's like, you guys were right. This is the best thing.
It's a really good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeps me inspired and entertained for sure.
That's where he showed me. He's like, did you see, mind you, everybody sent me that Chrishell Stoss TikTok mm-hmm. about her like listening to the morning show. So I've seen it like 100 times. And then the next day he goes, hey, I just sent you this Chrishell girls in a TikTok. Do you know who she is? And I was like, yes, I saw this like 100 times yesterday. Where did it? And he goes, somebody posted in the Facebook group. I'm like, oh my God.
But you know when it makes a Facebook group, it's serious business.
Serious business. I was scared by her TikTok. I was like, don't hate me.
No, I don't think she was, coming at you.
I don't think it was a personal attack. I think she was just saying, like, people take things out of context and always run with them.
But if you read that quote from him and you said, and it says that she fast forwards his HBO shows when she's mad at him, you also too would have an opinion like that seems.
But it's
great.
Almost like she was responding to his quote rather than she was to you.
Right.
Being inappropriate or something.
But also, aside from, I think what she cleared it up that she like would fat, like she was watching the same show and he was like, what the heck, you like messed up where I was on the show. But, everyone does weird things after a breakup. So even if she did do stuff like that, it's like, listen,
sure,
it's fine.
But not when you're in another relationship.
Is that what the whole thing was?
Well, yeah. If you're like, if I were dating somebody, like if I were in a relationship with somebody and they were still like doing this stuff with their ex, it would kind of piss me off. I'd be like, why are you doing that?
If they were watching a show on their account?
To mess with somebody else's like Netflix account?
Well, they're all like friends though.
That would piss you off.
I didn't say me. I'm saying they're all friends.
Yeah, no.
And they all seem very like friendly and like open. You know, it doesn't feel like tense or like nasty.
But that was Tanya's point in the report, too, which Chriselle didn't respond to, is I think you said in that report that this is a sign that you still have feelings for that person if you're still wasting time doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're friends. And they've been working together more, like, they worked together and have been friends more than they dated, longer than they dated.
Okay.
What?
That's fine. I just think it's weird if you're in a new relationship to do stuff like that. I mean, clearly she didn't do it. So, like, at the end of the day, like, it is what it is. But if let's take that out of it, like mm-hmm. if you are doing that and you're in a new relationship, like let's say you're like messing with Robert's like Netflix or whatever. You don't think that's like disrespectful to Haley?
Yeah, I didn't say I would do it.
Oh,
I
okay.
said that I think if that was the case with them, which it isn't, should clear the air. They're all friendly and open. So I think it just depends on the situation. You and I would not handle that well.
Right.
We're different.
But if you did, it would be a bad sign. That's all Tanya's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless, it was funny. And someone sends it to me because I'm, friends with Chriselle. And I was like, uh-oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Well, tell her we said hello.
I will.
Send her our best.
Yeah. I'm a Chriselle fan. So I was like, I'll send this to Tanya and tell her she can't believe everything she reads.
Well, no, because Becca sent it to me and I panicked that I misquoted somebody. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where my head went, is like, I messed up my report. So I was like panicking and I was like, no, I swear. I only use direct quotes in those reports. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really go off gossip. Like, I don't do my reports off gossip for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was like, I am lazy in the sense that I haven't logged out of that TV because we don't use that TV much. But I'm not petty. I was like, lazy, sure. Petty, not so much. So that was the conversation.
Well, yeah. But I will say he was misleading in his quote. Because he made
it seem
like when they fight, that's what she does.
No, that's a scary thing. Because we do this morning show and there's lots of people listening and celebrities that we talk about are listening. And sometimes they don't love what we said. And so that can be a real issue. And so people like Ryan and before him, Rick Dees, they get kind of gun shy sometimes because they'll get, I remember Rick, this is a long, long time ago, got confronted at some restaurant or something by Kevin Costner, some celebrity that he had said something bad about. I was like, hey, I heard you say on the air, that's not cool, man. And after that, it was no more celebrity talk on the radio. He got so spooked by that. So it happens and you got to be a little bit careful. And we know that some of these people listen, but we don't do the gossipy stuff. We just kind of say, here's the story out there and here's the conversation we can kind of make out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get it. I'm so scared. I'm scared to have an opinion on anything. You can't have an opinion on anything.
Well, you can because it's your opinion.
But it's scary.
You're allowed to like have an opinion about
something. I'm saying it's scary to talk about it on a public
platform. I can see why you were
platform.
Scared when you saw that she was talking about you on TikTok.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh no. I literally was like, got it from Just Jared. It was on a carpet. Like, because I think you texted me and I was in therapy, which is like the worst thing because I'm like supposed to be in therapy focusing on like myself and my issues.
You don't have
issues.
Your phone just like totally off when
it wasn't on my phone because I do my therapy on Zoom. And so my text messages pop up. And no, I can ignore them. Like I'm not reading my text messages, but like when you were like, Chriselle posted something, I was like, oh no. So I start spiraling. So I'm like, I can't see it. You know, I'm in the middle of therapy. And then my mind's just like retracing where I got the story from. And I was like, no, this is legit. Like, what happened? And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, you're not someone who's like out to get anybody. So I think you're good.
No, but I want to make sure like I'm, you know, using quotes.
Yeah.
You should go on Do Not Disturb for therapy.
Yeah. You can do it on a computer.
On my
too.
Computer. I've never done how to do it on my computer.
Do you have an Apple computer?
Uh-huh.
Now when you go on Do Not Disturb on one, it goes to both. It goes to all your devices.
But my Do Not Disturb is only on at nighttime.
You can put it on anytime. You can
put it on whenever you want.
Oh.
You can toggle it on and off.
Wow. Let me mess around with that toggle.
Yeah, you should look at the settings on your iPhone. Yeah. There's a lot of cool things.
Yeah, I'm going to toggle that toggle. By the way, look at my new screensaver.
It's a Harry Styles?
Yeah. But I have
Harry Styles is your lock screen?
Yeah. There he is.
Is that controversial?
I don't know. Yeah,
another man?
How's Robbie going to feel about that? Since he already kind of jokes about you and Harry.
He says that's the one thing that he ever has gotten jealous about.
And now that instead of Sunny on your lock screen?
If he had another woman on his lock screen, the absolute
one he's
spiral.
Met personally?
Yeah. Or like a hot girl in his background. Tanya Rad.
I guarantee you he's not going to care, but maybe I should change it.
I think you should change it.
I do too.
All right. Fair enough. I just changed it because Sam sent me this photo and I was like, wow, that is it's like a gorgeous lock screen. It's like, just like kind of like chic, you know, it's like chic girl vibes.
I think that's, you could save it and look at it if you want to feel inspired by that. But I think
this is like the vibe. This is the vibe I'm going for our new rebrand of Scrubbing In photo shoot.
Yeah, we're taking new photos soon, so
we're just, you know, spitballing some ideas. I was going with the scrubs, but you know, Becca thinks we should be elevated.
Well, I think there's a way to do the scrubs elevated. I just maybe think it's like just something different and like chic, but still cohesive and still our brand. You know?
Yeah.
So we're just thinking some ideas, spitballing ideas, as she said.
Just throwing some spaghetti.
We have a good
wall.
Month before we have to do it. So,
and
if I know us, we'll be panicking the day before trying to figure out what we're going to wear.
I hate that about us.
I hated it too. I don't, we got to change it. You want to talk about the Hailey Bieber interview and Call Her Daddy?
I did, just because I feel so like, okay, and not like, oh, I feel bad for celebrities, da, 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 but I do feel bad for her because it's just like, she's been married now for 4 years and she just like can't. Like,
let's talk about it when we come back from a break.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it and I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's right.
That's how much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. Okay, we are back. And yeah, I honestly agree with the fact that Hailey Bieber still having to answer questions about Selena Gomez.
Yeah. I
like them both, all obviously. I'm actually a fan of both of them.
I am too, but I'm just like, I feel, and I go and I think about Alexandra Cooper. Her friends just call her Alex. I newly started following her on Instagram. She really got that follow from me today because I was like, putting myself in her shoes, and I'm like, obviously it's not a bad job because it got so tons of press. It was everywhere. Like, that her podcast was like on everybody's, everybody was talking about it. But I'm like, if I put myself in her shoes, would I go there with Hailey Bieber? Absolutely not. Because I just feel like there's a certain point where it's just like, she's been married now. She's in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point is she going to have to stop defending her relationship or like living in the past?
Well, maybe this was it. Maybe she was like, I'm going to do this massive podcast. I mean, Call Her Daddy is huge. And that's going to be the last I talk about it.
Like,
publicly.
Put it to rest now.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Or is it going to open the door for more?
I think they're all, I think Selena even did a live and was basically like, can y'all just stop? Like, if you're supporting me and my company Rare, which is literally about kind words and how we treat people, you can't turn around and be
hateful to towards somebody else. So
you cannot get classier than Selena Gomez. Like, that is just, she literally just rises above. Like, she didn't need to come out and do that live after, you know what I mean? Like, she could have just stayed under the radar, not said a word, you know what I mean? And she comes out and she's just like, stop being mean.
Where's Justin? Why isn't he doing that? Why isn't he defending Haley?
He's probably tired of it too. He's probably just like,
yeah, but enough. Why are the girls having to rise above everything?
Well, thank God the girls are. At least the girls have each other's backs.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate. Isn't this part of the territory when you marry Justin Bieber? Like, there's a lot of upside and there's a lot of downside, right? He's one of the most famous people in the world. You're going to have to deal with stuff like this.
Yeah, but I would say the downside is just like having everybody like in your business.
Yeah, that's what this is. And I'm just thinking this is part of the territory.
I just don't, not many other celebrities deal with what they've dealt with on this level, though. Of like a relationship being done for however many years and then still having to talk about it and rehash it.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Like, it would just be like, I'd be exhausted if I were her. I'd just be like, I'm tired.
I honestly would be such a recluse. Like, I admire the fact that she just like does her thing, goes on a podcast, is like, here you go. And then lives her life.
Yeah.
Regardless of how hard and exhausting it must be.
I'd be tired. I'd be like, Mama's got to take
mama,
a nap.
Mama needs a nap. A trip somewhere.
And a sunny snuggle because this is annoying. How many years has it been now? They've been married for 4. So I imagine like
5 or 6?
4.
Wow. Yes.
It's pretty good.
Anyways, I think they're both very classy and I think that the way they've handled it has been as gracious as you can in their situations. Totally. Both of them.
Totally.
Yeah. But I agree. I think Alex Cooper asked some hard questions, and as someone who like in her position like that, I have to say I admire what she does, and it's why she's probably one of the most successful podcasts in the world, because she almost goes to that uncomfortable place that is hard to get to.
But you know what? We could be there too. We could be there too. But if we had Hailey Bieber on, we could evoke some like thoughtful and inciting and invigorating conversations with her that don't have to deal with another woman and her husband. I'm just throwing it out there.
But that's what people tune in. Like, that is why it went viral and why everyone was talking about
it. That's the issue. You hit the nail on the head.
What?
That we feed the beast and the beast is being fed, but the beast needs to eat from bad things.
The beast likes bad food.
The beast likes bad food. It likes the negativity.
Beast is a Becca.
The beast is, it just, oh, it like just negativity. Feeds off the negativity and the drama and the, and we just feed the beast.
We do feed the beast.
Let's starve the beast.
Well, then entertainment's out the door, unfortunately.
That's not true.
It's what people,
I listen to a lot of podcasts that are not feeding the beast. I do.
Are you saying, oh, you're just talking about podcasts in general? I'm talking about,
are you calling
just
for
like
a boycott of Call Her Daddy?
Yeah, I'm calling for a boycott. No, I'm not calling for a boycott, but I just think that we're different. It doesn't make us any less than, you know?
Well, I think also giving someone a platform, because realistically, if you think about it, Hailey Bieber has a whole team who is like paying attention to what questions are being asked and how she's answering them.
Yeah,
and if
true.
They didn't like something, it wouldn't get released. And
true,
so
true, true, true.
She has a lot of people looking out for her in that way. So if she wanted that platform, then there was a lot of yeses that had to be checked for her to do that podcast.
True.
So if someone is going on a podcast that is known for asking the hard questions, then technically they're expecting for that to be a topic of conversation.
True. But you know what I also realized too, and it made me think about our podcast.
Yeah.
Those chairs that she has, it's like just like an inviting
space,
mm-hmm. you know, like we're talking to people on their computers. I think we need a chair. I think we need a guest chair.
She was clearly very comfortable and really not focused on the fact that she was on a podcast, because it feels like she's in someone's living room.
Yeah, like her legs were up. She's like chilling, like you and I, like we can get into conversations and we could just talk for hours about like Lord knows what.
Mm-hmm. Like, but what about our guests? We talked to our guests over Zoom. So how are they in a chair?
We got to get them in. Let's create a chair.
Home?
Yeah, who cares? I got parking. I got a nice parking situation here. Just pull right up to my apartment. Doors open.
Let's do it.
Stop by the fridge and grab yourself a bevy and just head on up to the studio room.
They like show up to do the podcast and they're like, am I at the right spot?
Yeah. We can put a nice cozy chair over there. I mean, I think it's time. 5 years in, I think it's time we get a chair.
What if we got a studio? Like a studio space.
We're like sitting in it. What more do you need?
I think there's something about it being your home that doesn't make it as
homey,
inviting for a guest who's never met you before.
I think my home is rather homey and inviting.
But I'm saying, like, for someone who's never met you to come in and feel comfortable, it's not like a space created like an office where they just go in and they're like, okay, this is their podcast, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's do it in here.
Okay. That'll be our next thing after our photo shoot. We have a lot of updates.
So we're going to remodel this room in right now?
That's what she's saying. Or she didn't say remodel. She just said get a chair.
An inviting chair and a mic set up in front of said chair. To really
For the guest. Come to your apartment?
Yes.
You guys, this is so weird. I would be like... I think not knowing us and coming into her home and having to go like through her kitchen and living room and then up the stairs is like not comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable. I would be like, okay, I'm in this random person's home.
We could have Hannah come station her downstairs in my pink chair. So it's like not like a home, like she can be there. And
let's not make Hannah do that.
I think Hannah would love being in my living room. It's so cozy down there.
It's something to talk about. Having a studio, I think talking about having a studio space. I think having
an inviting space changes the mood.
That's true.
I agree with that.
Yeah, not on the computer.
Why don't you get me a comfy chair? I'm in the suede rock. Sitting on the suede rock.
I got to keep you awake, young chicken.
I'm not a young chicken. I'm feeling old as hell today.
Really? Let's talk about it.
It's just my period. My period makes me into a person that I don't like. And all morning I've had to remind myself that it's my period. It's not me. It's not real. Because I've had to just talk myself off of a ledge.
You know what's funny? I don't feel like myself either, and I think it's my nails.
Okay. Well, guess what, Tanya? Go change your nails. All you have to do, take off the polish, change the color. You'll be feeling good. I unfortunately don't have that luxury. Okay? So mine will go away probably by tomorrow or the next day, and I just keep reminding myself of that. It is so weird what our periods, what our hormones do to our brains. It's weird.
It's so weird.
It's also
think about your period. Like we just bleed. Like we're bleeding every month, like bleeding out of our bodies. And that's just what we do. It's like,
yeah,
what?
We just carry on with the day.
Yeah. We're just profusely bleeding out of our vaginas. And like, it's a thing. Like, it's just such a weird thing to think about.
So,
you know what I mean? If a guy was bleeding out of his finger all week, he'd be like crying at home all day. We just like suck it up and we just like live our lives.
It was so funny when Haley was getting her ears pierced, the guy that was doing the piercing, he was like, oh yeah, he was like, the people who pass out the most from like seeing the needle are men. He was like, men can't even watch their girlfriends or wives get pierced because they have to sit down or they're gonna pass out. I have to give them like lollipops.
Yeah.
I'm like, just don't get me started.
Mm-hmm.
We're the worst.
just bleeding out.
All right. Well, we definitely know that what we do, Tanya has let everybody know what happens to our bodies while we're going through that, which is that we're bleeding.
Bleeding. Yeah. I haven't even started my free bleeding era, but that might happen. So what just watch out for that.
Is that, what is that?
So I'm realizing sticking things up there is just, I don't know about it right now. Like tampons and, yeah, Mark, you know that squeamish face you're making right now? That's why I talk about my period incessantly. That's why.
Okay.
So I want to, there's like a free bleeding. People talk about their free bleeding eras where they basically just like freely bleed. They either wear like period underwear or pads and they just free bleed. And it's like really empowering apparently. I don't know why, but I haven't tried it. So I want to try it.
I guess I look forward to hearing about that experience for you.
I'll let you know when I try it.
Why?
I don't know.
No, why? Why do, like, what's the, why not have some protection?
It's like unnatural things up there with chemicals, mm-hmm. things up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Apparently it's empowering.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I just think that we do a lot of things. Like, I think you do a lot of things that are unnatural to like your body.
Right. So, like chewing like xylitol gum.
Sure. Or like even bleaching your hair. Like, I think there's just things that we do for like our beauty regime that aren't natural, but we do them because they're available to us in this modern world in society that we're in.
No, I know. Don't get me started, because remember I had that whole thing about like my, that's why my nails are different, because I was like, my nails haven't seen the light of day in decades. And I'm like, that can't be good.
Yeah, we were getting our nails done and Tanya goes, oh, my nails look pretty healthy. I think I'm just going to get polished and not get acrylics put on. And she asked the lady, she's like, are they healthy? And the lady's just straight up like, no, they're not.
Like, very okay. not.
Very yeah. much not healthy.
I was like, okay, I was having a good day and now I'm back down here.
So yeah, I hear you about the free bleeding, and also it's okay if you want to contain.
Yeah, no, it's all okay.
Yeah,
it's all okay. All good. It's all good. It's all what you want to do. But you know what? I want to experience it all.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear about that. We're going to take another break and we'll be back with emails.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could, I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your books now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to books.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's BOUQS.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Books.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, we are back. Mark, take it away.
All right, Becca, thank you. And this is from Shawnee. It's a little long. I'm going to trim it down. But she says, I've been dating my boyfriend a little over 3 years. He's my first serious relationship, but I went into it wanting to date seriously with marriage in mind. Something we've discussed, seem to be on the same page about. He started off this relationship strong, planning dates, surprising me, making me happy all around. I'm still happy, but he doesn't really plan dates anymore or really do anything surprising. He never brings me flowers or a dessert or anything like that. I've asked him about it. He says he knows he'd like to be a little more romantic. Hasn't done anything about it yet. Couples get comfortable, I realize that, and a lot of effort is made early in the relationship and it fades away. But we're close to an engagement here, and I feel like I'm still making the effort, and I surprise him with little gifts. He makes me happy, and I do feel like he'll always take care of me. But is this lack of effort a problem? He's mentioned he's found a ring and is very sure that I'm the one. Thank you for your help.
I personally don't think it's a deal breaker. I think it's a conversation of like, hey, I want to feel those same, I want the same effort that you put in. You know, I don't need flowers every time we go on a date or every single day, but just like little things here and there that let me know that you're making the effort, because I still feel like I put in the same effort and I don't want it to feel one-sided or get resentful. But I don't know that it's a deal breaker. I just think it's a conversation. And then if he's not willing to meet you, then that's a bigger conversation. That's,
I mean,
she's
had the talk with him and he said, like, I see what you're saying and I acknowledge that and I would like to be better. I'd like to be more romantic, but he's still not doing anything about it. And now she's worried that he's not going to make her a priority even when they're married.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a conversation of like, hey, I know we've talked about an engagement in the ring, but I want to see effort from you before I commit to something like that. Like, I need to see that this is going to be something that you're able to meet me halfway on and it not just be one-sided forever, because I don't want that.
I also think, too, that relationships kind of ebb and flow. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have that high-intensity romance like you do all the time. But I do think it ebbs and flows. Like, I think it might go down for a little bit and then it'll come back. And I think life happens and stuff happens. And, like, not that you lose that connection, but, like, sometimes I think, like, you know, we actually were talking about this the other day, like Robbie and I haven't spent alone time, just the two of us, in a few weeks. And you don't realize it because you're always like with friends and people and work stuff. And, you know, mm-hmm. You don't realize that you aren't together, just the two of you, ever, mm-hmm. intentionally. And so it's like, I think that relationships kind of go in these phases. And I say, I mean, she did say that she is taking her like role in it seriously, and she's like doing these nice things for him and stuff. So I think that is also big, like kind of showing him the way that you want to be treated. But also it's like, you can't change somebody. So it's like, if he's not, you can't force him to be a certain way, mm-hmm. or force him to be the way that you want him to be.
Maybe there's an idea where like you do what Robbie and Tanya do, where you make goals for the month and it's like, hey, we have two date nights, or we, you know, you do something and surprise me, or you plan something and it just, it's planned, but it's like a goal for that month without the pressure of like feeling like you have to be naggy, because yeah. I don't think you're being nagging, wanting something in return. But I do think that it might get to a point where he feels that way and then push him away. But I don't know. I'm with Tanya in this. Like, I don't think you commit to an engagement or say yes to a proposal if you're not seeing progress in an area that's really important to you.
Sounds to me like she's all in on this guy. I mean, that's the vibe I get from the email, is that I'm going to marry this guy, but should I be concerned about this? And I think it's like little hints and stuff like that. And I think it'll come back. I like the idea of you saying to him, hey, Saturday night, should we go do something? He'd say, yeah. And then you could say to him, okay, here's what I would love. Could you plan the whole thing, start to finish? I would love to not even be involved in the planning process and just you do the whole thing. And he might respond well to that. I don't know that he's going to respond well to coming up with his goals for the month. But I think he might respond to planning a date night for you guys. And maybe that's enough. Maybe if he plans a date a month or something, maybe that's enough to kind of see him putting some effort forth. Because mm-hmm. I don't think it'll take much on his part for you to be happy.
I will say, though, Robbie was not a fan. Or I don't want to say not a fan. He wasn't like gung-ho on the goal setting when we first started doing it. And now I think he's like kind of into it. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's like seen the progress and seeing things like move along as we've made like goals and stuff. So I think now he's like, likes it more. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't poo-poo it so much. So quick, Mark.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Anonymous. Anonymous says, I've been with my current boyfriend close to 3 years. He's perfect in everything I've ever dreamed of. I know he's the person I'm going to marry. Ever since we've been talking about marriage, though, I've been having thoughts of my ex. He was my best friend, and we decided to be together. It was a messy relationship, not always the healthiest. He hurt me many times over the years, but he was my first love. Why am I still thinking of him? It's impossible for me to know what he's doing, since he has no social media. I'm now nervous that I'm not with the right person. I'm confused and torn. Please help.
That's interesting.
This feels bad.
I don't think so.
But yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe as you're getting closer to seeing a future with this person, you're looking back on your first love and you're comparing you're in a place of security and stability and seeing like future plans with someone, and there was probably something in you that was in this like unhealthy, messy relationship with your first love that felt invigorating and, I don't know, like sometimes that toxic feeling is like highs and lows and you're remembering the highs of it. And I think if you sit down and look at your situation, you'll realize you're with the right person. Like even in this email, you immediately said, this is the man I'm going to marry. That's confident
He's
words.
Perfect. He's perfect. Everything I've ever dreamed of.
I think your first love is just your first love. You know, I don't know that you'll never forget your first love, but I don't think that you thinking about it or remembering it makes your current love less than.
And also, I think it's a normal symptom of cold feet, which is normal to happen as you're getting close to committing to one person for the rest of your life. You're going to get some jitters, some cold feet, and this is the kind of one of those symptoms. I think you're fine. I think this will pass. Tanya's eyes are like saucers right now. And
her,
now
well, her because, nostrils are flared. On, the nostrils are flared. The eyes are wide.
Every orifice is wide open.
Because she says, why am I still thinking of him? It's also impossible for me to know what he is doing since I'm now nervous that I am not with the right person. I'm so confused and torn. Confused and torn are not just flip it. I'm thinking about my ex. Confused and torn. Please help.
So what's your advice?
I don't know. This is to me, this is alarming. Like if this were me, like, I don't know. I don't think about my first love ever. Like I haven't thought about that guy in like years.
Didn't we have him on the radio show?
No, that's a guy I made out with. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. My first kiss. That's very different than your first love.
True.
Nor do I care what he's doing. You know what I mean? So I think that if you're feeling this way and you want to check in on him and you're feeling confused and torn, I don't know, that's coming from a place of like questioning your relationship a little bit. No?
But it was a bad relationship. It was messy, not the healthiest. He hurt me many times over the years. I think this is normal. I think it's just kind of a, you're getting nervous about marrying somebody. I get it. I think it's fine. I do. I think you'll get through this. You'll be very happy you did.
I think maybe you write down the things that you're thinking about and like romanticizing about your first love and write down the things that made it messy and unhealthy and toxic and then like burn it or something. I think just writing it down and getting those feelings out would really help your, because I think you have a lot of thoughts going on just based on the different thoughts in this short email. And I think just like reminding yourself why it didn't work with that person and why it was never going to work and why it's not healthy or wasn't healthy would be very therapeutic for you.
Yeah, that's a good call. Just getting the thoughts on paper.
Mm-hmm.
They're out.
Yeah.
And burn them.
And then email us after that if you're still having issues.
Burn them to the ground.
Oh, man. That's tough.
Mm.
Well,
relationships are hard.
They're hard.
They're not easy.
They're hard and
people are complex.
We are complex.
People are flawed.
We are flawed. And we have a lot of feelings and emotions.
A lot of feelings.
Yeah.
And past experiences.
One of the feelings I'm having is excitement because we have Elise Myers on the podcast this Thursday and I am so excited. And I love her, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Count.
We'll be back with the Thursday episode. We haven't had it in a while.
We haven't had a Thursday in a minute.
And we haven't.
And
so.
Becca will be back without her period panties.
Yes. I don't have period panties.
I meant metaphorically.
Oh, okay.
The mood you're in today.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will
Although,
be back.
I also like it that it's not metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
Like that those exist now.
They do exist, yes. Yes, we have those now. So... everyone, hope you have a wonderful week and we'll be back Thursday and we love you all.
See you Thursday. Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.